In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Based on what we got in the post game yesterday, the game itself yesterday, MetLife Stadium is somewhat secondary as the Bucks wiped the floor with the Giants quickly on that 23-0 at the half, 30-7 final with four different Bucks, including Baker Mayfield scoring rushing touchdowns on the Giants defense.
Mayfield takes the snap back to throw, looks to his right, looks left. He's going to run it. Baker to the 10, cuts left to the 5, into the end zone for a touchdown.
Fumble.
The ball came out, but he broke the plane. Giants recover it. But it's blown dead because Mayfield had already broken the plane.
You know, he would have been a perfect quarterback for the Jets.
To the Giants fans.
Yes, in hindsight, absolutely.
Bob Popper.
That was Bob Popper.
That was the guy. I do remember when he was drafted. I mean, like, that was the personality for the Jets. That would have been the great quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, and he went to one of those organizations that could never figure it out. And what do? They dump him for Deshaun Watson and give this massage pervert the worst contract in NFL history.
The thing about it is, remember, he won a playoff game at Pittsburgh.
Yep, that's where it was the COVID year. Remember that?
Yeah, because the head coach was out with COVID, yeah. And they won the game in Pittsburgh.
And that was the end of Ben Roethlisberger, right?
I think it might have been, yeah. I think he played in that game, Ben.
And what, didn't the Browns put up like 50-something points?
They scored a lot. I don't remember what it was, but they scored a lot.
All right, let's go get Deshaun Watson, get rid of this guy.
Well, he came back the next year and got hurt, didn't he? Isn't that what happened?
And he was doing all those commercials and everything.
Yeah, and he came back and he didn't play all that well, but he was playing through an injury.
No, I'm just saying it was like he had the success and then he was everywhere. And yes, he got hurt. The team didn't play well and the bloom came off the road.
I'm trying to figure who leads in commercials right now. Who do you think? Is it Jason Kelce? Is it J.J. Watt?
Mahomes.
Is it Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Is it
Deion Sanders? Deion Sanders, probably.
But, is he doing his own TV show as well?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's called the Colorado Games.
No. They were promoting something else. I think it was a TV show.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it.
All right. Let's get focused on the mess that is the Giants. Obviously, the move to Tommy DeVito did nothing to end their stink. So here we go, right on down the line, post-game, beginning with Dexter Lawrence, who was outspoken earlier in the week in support of Daniel Jones.
Are you angry?
Extremely. We play soft, and they beat out of us today.
That's pretty direct, and you get the quick follow-up from our guy Bruce Beck here.
When you say you played soft, or your ball club played soft, can you be more specific?
We missed a lot of tackles. We didn't contain Baker well in the scrambles. We didn't cover well. It's soft to me.
And then they were asking him, you know, do you
think all these sacks that we're watching in the highlights? I'm sorry,
Cilla. That's all right. Go ahead.
Me and Gio are watching some of the highlights here that CBS Sports Network is running. You know, you see a lot of blitzes there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guys coming free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have an answer for it. So I don't know if the offense doesn't have an answer for it, that Tommy DeVito doesn't know who to throw it to.
Hot route?
Or something. I mean, like, you have one more than you can block always coming in these situations. Look at this. Oh, man.
But that's why I didn't understand the fact that Neighbors didn't see a single target in the first half. Because if you're blitzing, in theory, he should have a one-on-one opportunity at least at some point. Get rid of the football. Give him a chance.
I think they were in the first half especially, I thought that they were completely overwhelmed.
How?
They didn't have an answer.
But Todd Bowles, that he's going to blitz. You got to know that.
What we're talking about on Friday.
That's exactly what you said. Yeah, they're going to blitz the crap out of him.
Yep.
Anyway.
I don't know. Like, there's nothing worse than being back there and not having answers. Or maybe you do have answers and you're just not pulling the trigger like Daniel Jones.
Shots.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have like hot answers. You got to know like where to go with the ball, just so you don't get hit like this.
Yeah. One more from the defensive side of the ball. Brian Burns asked what he thought of being down 30-0 yesterday. Quote, that's ass.
Yeah, saw that.
So that was one of the headline takeaways. All right, we'll go over to the offense now. As I mentioned, zero first-half targets for the Malik Nabers as the Giants got absolutely nothing going against Todd Bowles' pressure defense. So back to Bruce Beck with a gum-chomping Nabers.
What words today would you use to describe this loss?
Selfish.
How disappointed are you?
Very.
What are you most disappointed about?
I mean, soft, man. I'm tired of going out there and losing. Like, it's just that. I mean, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, he was pretty fed up as far as
respect. What are you most disappointed about?
But, you know, we all know that he doesn't like losing because we saw the interview with he and Brian Daboll at the combine.
Yes, yep. And Daboll liked that about him. Okay. Yeah, well, it's kind of backfiring now.
Hey, Malik, here's a puppy. You could take him home. Huh? You feel better? Bruce Beck, man, the fact that he can just be grinding like this and just be as professional as he's been for all these years and so happy, I give him credit. You see what these teams do to other people?
Mm-hmm.
They crush him. I mean, Samini and I mean, Pat Leonard and Jordan Renan, these guys are like...
The key here, though, is Bruce can circle around to different teams. Those guys are stuck dealing with the Giants.
You're right.
Day in, day out.
But you could also say that, you know, Bruce is dealing with both of them.
Yes.
They both stink.
But if he wants, hey, let me mix in a Knicks day. Let me go up to, you know, Greenberg and check out Knicks practice. You know? And I'm not knocking Bruce. I love the hype. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He covers it all. And then he gets back to the studio and does his show.
And plus, the way he asks the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Is going to elicit an answer.
What are you most disappointed about?
Right. And why?
And why, Malik?
He's doing his job because Malik was giving you short answers. You need more.
No, he did a great job.
But the point being is that these questions, while they're probing, he's not asking them in an angry manner. Like, he's not, he's trying to get more out of Malik by asking him the way that he is asking.
Or monotone, or like tripping over himself. Sometimes you get the writers, you know, they get tongue-tied. Bruce is he's a broadcasting professional.
Indeed.
And he's making sure he's asking his questions right into his mic before he goes back to the interview subject.
He knows what he's doing. Come on, man.
So here's a little bit more from Nabers as far as the zero targets in the first half.
Right there, first, second quarter. Don't get the ball. Start getting targets at the end. I mean, can't do nothing. Start getting the ball when it's 30-0. So what am I doing?
Why in the first half are they not looking at you?
I don't know. Talk to Dave about that. Talk to Dave.
And he said, hey, they're coming to me asking what plays I want, so I don't know what to tell you. And he also emphatically said it's not the quarterback, since obviously the results didn't change with DeVito versus Daniel Jones. So, yeah. Jones set to clear waivers today at 4 o'clock and then free to sign anywhere. And it sounds like he will have multiple suitors, including some playoff contenders.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, you sign for the end of this year and then you try to find where you go next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless there's somebody that is willing to give him. I can't imagine somebody would give him more than the rest of this year.
And if you're Jones, I don't even necessarily know that you want that, right? Because he's obviously just got paid a ton of money. So to lock himself into a situation where you don't know what's going to happen next year, I would think he would want to go either insulate himself somewhere with a good team and maybe he gets a chance to play and then see what the market is in the offseason, though. No? He's going to want to go somewhere where he can play, I would think, next year.